Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 25th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. The Wall Street Journal reports that Nintendo is readying two new Switch consoles that may be available in 2019, according to anonymous parts supplier and software developer sources. One will be targeted at avid video gamers, but still less powerful than the PS4 Pro or Xbox One X. The other will be a cheaper model that will lose features like vibration that Nintendo reportedly hopes will be a successor to the 3DS. The report claims both will be announced at E3 and possibly released in time for the holiday shopping season. Motherboard reported that Kaspersky Labs found malicious actors had compromised a server for a software update tool from Asus, causing the company to install a malicious backdoor to thousands of computers over 5 months in 2018. Dubbed Shadowhammer, the file appeared as a signed update from Asus, and researchers estimated it hit roughly 500,000 machines, although it appears that only about 600 were specifically targeted via MAC addresses. When downloaded, the malware would compare the MAC address to a hash list of values. If it found a match, it would call back to a fake Asus support site and download a second stage backdoor. Kaspersky says the group behind the attack seems to be the same that compromised the tool CCleaner back in 2017. The chat app Telegram added the ability for users to delete any messages in one-to-one or group chats. This would affect all threads and inboxes in messages where it was sent, effectively wiping all trace of the communication. The feature is available on version 5.5 of the app. Telegram founder Pavel Durov stated the feature was needed to allow users to delete communication that could be taken out of context years later and provide complete control. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, Uber is set to announce the acquisition of the Dubai-based ride-hailing service Careem Networks FZ. Uber is reportedly paying $1.4 billion in cash, plus an additional $1.7 billion in notes that can be converted to Uber shares at $55 a share. Careem operates in 90 cities across 15 countries, offering food and package deliveries, bus services, and scheduled rides with a network of over a million drivers. It was valued at around $1 billion as of a late 2016 funding round. And sources have also told Bloomberg that YouTube canceled plans for high-end dramas and comedies as part of a general pullback from paid original streaming content. The shift will mean that all content on YouTube will eventually stream for free with ad support, although release strategies for existing content is still undetermined. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected an appeal by Zappos to throw out a class-action lawsuit brought by users affected by a 2012 data breach. Zappos has argued that only those customers whose stolen data was used maliciously have grounds to sue. A Nevada federal court judge ruled in favor of Zappos, but the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the ruling, stating users could sue if they could show that there was a substantial risk of harm and that it is impending. The Verge got a look at an early build of Microsoft's Edge browser based on Chromium. The build allows for an import of settings from Chrome, supports read-aloud accessibility, features a dark mode via a testing flag, and support for extensions from the Chrome Web Store. Full sync support for settings, extensions, and history wasn't working on the build, and previous Edge features like set-aside tabs and stylus support were also not there. As part of its IPO filing, Pinterest revealed it has 250 million monthly active users, two-thirds of whom are female. According to a recent Comscore survey, this is made up of 43% of U.S. internet users, which breaks down to include half of all millennials and 8 out of 10 mothers. Average revenue per U.S. user was up 47% on the year to $9.04, while international ARPU increased 22% to 25 cents. And finally, as part of an ad deal between Samsung and NBC Universal, the March 25th episode of The Tonight Show will be shot on a Galaxy S10 Plus. The episode will feature segments done around New York City rather than the traditional studio setup. The deal will also see S10 placement on The Today Show, Telemundo's La Voz, and the e-Snapchat show The Rundown. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all the headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.